Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbak ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? Inshallah, I hope everyone's doing well. Inshallah. We took a week off last week from our weekly class on Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba rahimahullah ta'ala's Masadik al-Janan. We just took a week off just because of, that was right when everything was kind of popping off and there was a lot of like, just confusion what's going on, you know, so I just took a week off just to kind of like recalibrate, you could say. And I think all of us, the global situation that is upon us has really made us reflect. And it should, for the believer, things like this should allow us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so today we're going to continue with our 23rd class of Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba's Masalik al-Jinan, which is the pathways to paradise. And for those who don't know, this is a beautiful qasida or poem written by an amazing West African scholar, Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba. I have another one of his books here. We've been studying this book for the last, 25 weeks almost. And the gems that we've been learning just and how to apply those within our lives is absolutely amazing. And subhanAllah, where we're at this week, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, really like goes well with what we're going through on a global level and on a personal level as well. The things that Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba rahimahullah ta'ala is addressing, it's just absolutely like it fits perfect. It fits perfect, inshallah. So, if there's any questions as we're reading, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, please post your questions, inshallah. And inshallah, we're just going to read some of this and just I'll explain it, inshallah ta'ala. We make intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our knowledge and through that knowledge increase our relationship with Him. And we make intention that whatever we learn, we're able to act upon it, inshallah ta'ala. I know that now a lot of us have just more time to reflect. And so reflection is an important part of application of knowledge. You need time to process what you learn. And so whatever we go through today, just, take notes, reflect on it. But most important, our intention is to act upon it and make it a part of our lives, inshallah ta'ala. All right, Bismillah. قال شيخنا شيخ أحمد بامبا. He says, وولد الأمل وولد الأمل ترك التوبة وقسوة وكسل وهوبة وهو يؤديك لترك الفرض ولتوهم لرخص يفضي واعلم بأن السير بالمرء سريع فراقبا أهوال موت يا مطيع لم تدري هل أنت مع الأوطار فوق شفا حفر حلاك هار. So, and in this section, he speaks about something that many of our scholars of spirituality, Sheikh Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, and many others have touched upon this issue, which is called tulul amal. Tulul amal, the literal translation would be to have stretched out hopes. So amal is like something you hope for in the future, right? And so, and tul means it's really stretched out. It's very far. It's really out there, right? Like you're looking far ahead, right? You're looking far ahead. And so what's beautiful about this concept, what's beautiful about the time that we're in right now, brothers and sisters, like low key, we don't know what's going on next week from now, right? And truth be told, we always have that reality within our hearts. We always have that reality that I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's part of our belief as Muslims, right? But now that reality is pushed more in the forefront of our minds, right? And so what that forces us to do is actually something that's directly connected to the lesson today, which is qasrul amal. And qasrul amal, actually just the opposite of tulul amal, means to shorten the hopes, right? So like, but what does that mean? What is the Where does that come from? Why should we have that mentality? So I'll share with you guys, actually, there's a hadith where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day was sitting down, and he had a stick in his hand. And with that stick in his hand, he began to draw like a type of a like diagram, you could say, in the sand, right? And this is just one different way the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was teaching people, right? And Sahaba like gather around and they're like looking at what he's drawing. And he draws, I actually drew it for everyone just to make it more clear for us, right? He drew a square, right? So like, I don't know if you guys can see this. I know Instagram, you guys can see it. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he drew a square, all right? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said like, this line is you, like your life. The line in the middle of the square going up to the top of the square, that's your lifespan. And then the box around it is your life, like the limitations of your life. That's it. You start here, you end there, right? And then the Prophet ﷺ, in the middle of the square, if you're on Facebook, like I'm gonna share this. If you're with me on Facebook, you could see it right here, right next to me, right there. So the Prophet ﷺ drew this image and he drew the square around. He's like, this is your life going through it. And this box is what's limiting you. That's it, right? The top is when you die, the bottom is when you were born, and that's it. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he drew like lines coming from the external towards the middle, as you can see here in this picture here, right? So he drew these lines right here, right? And he said, these are the different circumstances that you go through. And he said, if one misses you, the next one may hit you. If the next one misses you, the next one may hit you, and so on and so forth. And then the Prophet ﷺ, and this is the most profound part of it, he said, but if you look closely, there's this line continuing after the square, that line going above. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that that line going above, that's your hopes. That's your hopes. Like, what you want to accomplish. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's like, there's two things that get stronger within us as we get older. He's like, number one is the more you want to accomplish as you get older. Someone's, 60, 70, you're getting older, and they're like, yeah, I still want to do this. I want to do that. You're like, yo, man, you got like one foot in. You know what I mean? Like, you're almost there. But yet that person sees like, I got so much I can do. And now what the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us through this example, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he broke it down really beautifully. He said that, I wrote some notes from Imam Ghazali. He says, فَلَا يَزَالُ يُسَوِّفُ وَيُؤَخِّرُ وَيَخُوضُ فِي شُغْلٍ إِلَّا وَيَتَأَلَّكُ ذَلِكَ الشُّغْلِ عَشْرَ أَشْغَالَ آخَرَ. He's like Imam Ghazali, subhanAllah, the way he depicted this. He says that the way your tulul amal works, the way your long expectations work, is that you're engaged in an action right now. He says, yakhudhu fi shughl, you're engaged in an action right now. But wayata'allaq, with that shughl, with that action you're engaged in, there are 10 more ashghal that your mind is already focused on as you're engaged in that action you're in right now. So what he's highlighting here is what we call like a lack of presence, a lack of mindfulness, and a lack of presence in what we're doing right now. And so the main concept that I want you to And there's many hadith. There's another hadith I want to share with you guys, just so you can get how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really highlighted this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, and Imam Ghazali rahimahullah narrates this hadith in Ihya al-Umadin. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam li Abdullah bin Umar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once said to Abdullah bin Umar, "Idha asbahta fala tahaddath nafsaka bil masa, wa idha amsayta fala tahaddath nafsaka bis sabah. Khudh min hayatik li mawtik, wa khudh min sihhatik li saqamik, fa innaka ya Abdullah la tadri ma ismuka ghadan." This hadith, like when I read it prepping for today's class, like I read it before, but when I read it again, it was just like how pertinent to the situation we're in. Let me translate the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to Abdullah bin Umar, he said, "Ya Abdullah bin Umar, إذا أصبحت, when you wake up in the morning, فلا تحدث نفسك بالمساء, don't even talk to yourself about the evening yet. Don't even talk to yourself about what's going on in the evening. وإذا أمسيت, and when you get in the evening time, don't talk to yourself about what's going to happen in the morning." Like, why is this hadith so like profound for me and you right now? Is wallahi, brothers and sisters, like people are getting laid off. Like people are getting sick. More importantly, people are passing away. Like sickness is no joke. Like coronavirus is serious. The economic implications, right? The economic implications, the well-being of our own lives. Like there's so many unknowns, right? And what Shaitan loves to do is take you from this moment into tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. And you may be like, yeah, well, that's good because I can plan and stuff. But what you're not doing while you're focusing on 10 days from now is what are you not doing? What are you not doing while you're focusing on tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day? What are you not doing? You're not experiencing, living, enjoying the actual blessing in the moment that you're living in right at that moment. And that's the key, brothers and sisters, that the Prophet ﷺ, he says, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ, when you wake up in the morning, he says this to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an, don't talk to yourself about the nighttime. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَحَدَّثْ نَفْسَكَ بِالصَّبَاءِ. Now look what's next. The hadith isn't over. وَخُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكْ لِمَوْتِكْ. Action. But rather, take from your life for your death. Meaning work right now. Get busy. Stop worrying about later. Worry about right now. Do some actions right now. وَخُذْ, subhanAllah, وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكْ لِسَقَمِكْ. And take from the moments when you're healthy for the moments when you're sick. What this means is the Prophet is saying, when you get sick, you won't have the ability to do what you could have done while you were healthy. So take advantage of the moment that you have right now. Use that moment, focus on that moment, and use that for the time that will come when you're sick. And then the Prophet ﷺ, and this to me is probably like the most profound aspect of this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he says at the end of this hadith, فَإِنَّكَ يَا عَبْدَاللَّهِ. He says, فَإِنَّكَ, indeed you, يَا عَبْدَاللَّهِ. And he says his name. He says his name. He's like, فَإِنَّكَ. He's, you're right there. It's like I'm in front of you. And I'm like, فَإِنَّكَ يَا سَارَ. فَإِنَّكَ يَا عَبْدَاللَّهِ. Like, I'm right in front of you. Why are you saying my name? You're already talking to me. But look what happens next. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, فَإِنَّكَ, you, O Abdullah, la tadri, you don't know what your name will be tomorrow. Now, if you think about it, like, the one thing I know for sure is if I'm around tomorrow, I know what my name is. Like, perhaps that's one of the most certain things that I have. I know my name. Like, I've always known my name. I'll always know my name. The Prophet ﷺ, after calling Abdullah bin Umar's name, he says, "Ya Abdullah bin Umar, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا إِسْمُكَ غَدَى." You don't know, O Abdullah, what your name will be tomorrow. And when I read that, I'm just like, wow, like the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is letting us know tomorrow's not in your hands. Forget what job you have tomorrow. Forget what food you're eating tomorrow. The Prophet ﷺ just hits us with reality and says, you don't know what your name is going to be tomorrow. Now, what does that mean? Like, everyone's like, well, what does that mean? I do know what my name will be tomorrow. The Prophet basically is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying, there are certain things that are certain. There are some things which are certain. And those certain things that you know for sure, you actually don't know reality what tomorrow will bring. You don't know. We have this illusion. And subhanAllah, with this, what this pandemic has done to us is, as I said when I started the class, all of us, what this pandemic has done to us is all of us believed in our iman. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And tomorrow's in Allah's hands, right? We all like said that. We had that belief, whatever. But now, I mean, everyone in this class right now, whether you're online, whether, you know, Facebook or Instagram, either one, many of us, yo, tomorrow's uncertain, yo. And the beautiful thing about that uncertainty, like, I want you, like, this, everyone's been talking about, like, the silver lining. Yo, the beautiful thing about this moment is you may never feel a moment where you can have this much tawakkul in Allah again. Y'all feel what I'm saying on that point? I can't see any of the comments here in Instagram, yo. Oh, can you repeat the last part? The last part. So I don't know what the last part is, but I'll just go back a little. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in that hadith, he said that you don't even know what your name will be tomorrow. And my point that I was trying to highlight with everyone is that we live in this moment of uncertainty right now. And the most beautiful part of this moment of not having certainty about what tomorrow brings is that it forces you to truly, truly trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like no other time. And so what I said was, like, the silver lining, as everyone's been taught, what's the silver lining? What's the beautiful point is you may never get an opportunity to show your tawakkul in Allah again, real deal, as you get in this moment right now, right? Because none of us truly, we don't know, like, what tomorrow is bringing. Like, many of us probably on live stream, may Allah protect all of us. But right now, like, how many of us really don't know how our job future is going to be? You know what I'm saying? Like, many of us, we don't know. And so that's the main thing I kind of wanted to highlight here, is this hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, yeah, I'm going to read this hadith one more time and then we'll keep going back to Sheikh Ahmad Duban rahimahullah and what he's trying to teach us in Masalik al-Jinan. It's directly connected. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Ya Abdullah, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَحَدَّثْ نَفْسَكَ بِالْمَسَى. When the morning comes, don't even talk to yourself about the evening time. And when evening comes, don't talk to yourself about the morning time, but rather, خُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكَ. Act right now, act. Take from your life for your death, and take from your health for the times that you're sick. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, and these words are powerful, he said, إِنَّكَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ لَا تَدْرِي مَا إِسْمُكَ غَدًا. Oh, indeed you, يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ, don't know what your name will be tomorrow. Your name will be tomorrow. And if you study the life of Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba as well, that is something that is very clear in his life, that embodiment of that concept of tawakkal and focusing on the moment at hand. And so let's get back to Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba rahimahullah's qasida and read some of his words, inshallah ta'ala. So he says, "Wa waladul amali tarku tawba," the child of your long and exaggerated hopes, like the future, the child of that, the byproduct of that is tarku tawbah. He says, you're going to procrastinate on tawbah. You're going to tarku tawbah. You're going to give up tawbah. Why? Well, because I can do it tomorrow, right? I can do it tomorrow. Wa qaswatun wa kaslun wa hawbah. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, he says, the other byproducts of these stretched out hopes is qaswatun. Your heart becomes hard. Your heart becomes hard because you're so focused on the next thing that you don't allow your heart to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you're constantly focusing on that next thing. وَقَصْوَةٌ meaning the thing that softens the heart, like what is the thing that softens the heart? One of the things that softens the heart is remembrance of death. And when we talk about remembrance of death, right now we're in a pandemic and we're talking about remembrance of death, but think about it. The remembrance of death is not something that should depress us, but rather focus us on the present moment to live fuller and live fuller in present moments with Allah and with the people around us. And everywhere on the media, everywhere, everyone's talking about more time at home, time with the family, so on and so forth, right? And so, وَقَسْوَةٌ وَكَسْلٌ he says the other byproduct of this tulul amal or long stretched out hopes is you get lazy, right? Because you got time, right? I'll do this later. وَحَوْبَ and he says it leads to destruction of yourself. So the opposite is what we want inside of our minds. We want, like, when it comes to our worldly affairs, that stretched out hopes, we need to be focusing on the micro goals, right? Like what's before us right now, right? Focusing on the micro goals, but at the same time, focusing on what's going to be best for us in the longest term, which is akhirah. Now you may be like, well, you just made a contradiction because you said, don't look far ahead. But then you just said in the same sentence that we need to think about death. But I didn't contradict myself because the Prophet ﷺ, he said that your time is closer to you than your own shoelace. I want to think about that for a moment. Your time is closer to you than your shoelace. When a person realizes that my moment can come at any moment, then every moment becomes as if it could be my last moment. And thereby, I live every moment to its fullest. I hope y'all feel me on that one. Okay? So look what Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, rahimahullah, he says, وَهُوَ يُؤَدِّيكَ لِتَرْكِ الْفَرْضِ he's like, these long stretched out hopes will lead you to leaving out your obligations. تَرْكُ الْفَرْضِ he's talking about obligations to Allah, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, but this actually connects to everything in a way. Like, there are many obligations you just keep procrastinating. Oh, because I got time. When the deadline is right there, you knock that paper out really quick. You know what I mean? But when you see there's a lot of time, then it يؤدي إلى ترك الفرض. I always give the example like, when like one of the fard you could think of is pleasing your mother or father, right? That's a fard you could think of. So right now you're like, you know what? Let me call mom and see how she's doing, right? Like make her smile. But you're like, well, I'll do it tomorrow, right? Right there, you addi ila tarki al-fard. Like there was an obligation or at least a sunnah, we could say, that you could have acted upon. But because immediately you said, oh, I can do this tomorrow, it led to you just procrastinating and you didn't get a chance to do it. And the same thing will come tomorrow. وَلِتَوَهُمٍ لِرُخْسٍ يُفْذِي and he says, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَهُوَ يُؤَدِّيكَ لِتَرْكِ الْفَرْضِ this will lead to you leaving out fard. And he says, it will lead you to perpetuating lenient delusions. Lenient delusions. You just have all these delusional thoughts. Wahm. Like you're not living in real life at the moment. وَعْلَمْ now he gives you the cure. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, he's teaching us what's the cure to tulul amal. What is the cure to tulul amal? First thing first, before we talk about the cure to tulul amal, you have to look at what causes tulul amal. Now, what causes tulul amal? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that there are two things that lead to tulul amal. Number one, he calls it jahl, ignorance. Ignorance. And number two, he says, love, hubb ad-dunya, or love for the immediate or temporal. He basically says that as a person focuses more on their dunya, their worldly, the temporary, the immediate, then their heart becomes more attached to the immediate. And because their heart is more attached to it, there's a unsiya or a familiarity that is built with the dunya. And whenever that familiarity or unsiya is built with the dunya, then the heart automatically feels sad to separate from the thing that it has unsiya or familiarity with. Does that make sense? Y'all feel me on that one? Let me say that one more time. As you get more engaged in dunya, which means the immediate, right? The immediate. Your heart gets more connected to it, more familiar, more comfortable with it, right? And he says, whenever your heart becomes more familiar with anything, anything, a person, a loved one, any human, anything, whatever it may be, whenever your heart becomes more attached, then there's a unsiya is the Arabic word, means a familiarity with it. And then he says, so naturally, your heart has an aversion from separating from the thing that you've been connected to. And so he says, hubba dunya is the thing that keeps you focused on, so that connection in your heart is the thing that makes you focus on dunya and keep having these long hopes in the dunya. Because what's the solution? Well, what's the cure? Let's come back to the next thing. What's the cure? Well, the cure is what Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala is going to tell us, is first of all, knowledge. And knowledge is, like I just dropped that one hadith on us, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Abdullah, innaka la tadri ma ismuka ghada. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, you don't know your state tomorrow. So first thing is your jahl, like the ignorance. You need to enlighten your heart regarding, tomorrow. And the enlightenment that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us is that you don't know tomorrow is coming and you don't know what's in tomorrow. So that's the first enlightenment or knowledge that you need. And number two is, he says, dhikrul maut. And dhikrul maut means just remembrance of death, right? And I know, like, here we are again in the pandemic and we're talking about death, and you're like, yo, Sheikh, yo, you dropping about death, and here we are in a pandemic. But, like, just keeping it real with everyone, we all know that's the one thing we know is a reality, and that's what grounds us. That's what grounds us, is realization that I'm going back to Allah whenever He calls me back, and that my time here is just a short time until I go back to Allah. So Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah, touching on these points, what does he say? Exactly. Someone says facts. That's why we're supposed to say inshallah. See, the thing about inshallah in this moment we live in right now, like inshallah, people saying inshallah like for real inshallahs. You know what I mean? Like right now, like, how you doing? Now when you ask someone how you doing, you call someone, like, yo, how you doing? They're like, yeah, I'm good. How are you, man? Like, before it was like, yo, how you doing? You good? All right, cool. Like now it's like, how you feeling? Are you good? How's everything? Have you guys noticed? Like, you know, we're more focused, right? Everything. And now it's like, yo, I'll call you inshallah, right? Like, so subhanAllah, again, the beauty in this moment is that, you know, it's really, really connected us to one another. And, but what we really need to get, guys, is connected to Allah. Like, I know a lot of us, you know, scholars are online more, giving more content. There's more online material. So, like, I mean, I was going on live right now and I saw like 10 other people live streaming. I was like, subhanAllah, there's so much going on right now, right? But I think there has to be time in the day where you unplug everything and you connect to Allah at this. This is the time to connect, because this moment is a moment of reflection. Let's come back to this, inshallah. So he says, wa'alam, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, wa'alam bi anna sayra bil mar'i sari'. He says, no. And now this is why he's saying you need, this is why he says that you need knowledge. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba says, wa'alam, and know and understand, bi anna sayra, that your journey, bil mar'i sari', is quick. This journey is quick. فَرَاقِبًا أَحْوَالَ مَوْتٍ يَا مُتِيعٍ. He says, O righteous person, رَاقِبًا أَحْوَالَ مَوْتٍ. Think about the states of death. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. I didn't share this with anyone yet today. A friend of mine passed away this morning in D.C. Abdul Malik, Malik, you might know who I'm talking about. And everyone just make a dua. Make a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. He was someone I knew from a long time ago, and he died battling cancer. Siddiq, his name was Siddiq. And I actually knew him way back from Buffalo. I was born and raised in Buffalo, and he was in DC. And I got a message this morning from a friend of mine, Buhaira, in DC, that he passed away. And he's been battling cancer for like a year now. But when I woke up this morning and I looked at my phone and I saw the text, man, I was just like it's real, man. Like he was young. He's not young. You know what I mean? He's not old. But he's dead. He's passed away. Rahimahullah. May Allah elevate him and accept him. Right? May Allah elevate him and accept him. And he had time to prepare. He's had cancer for at least a year and a half, knew about it, And so he had time to prepare. But again, I just want you to just realize that's real, right? And so he says, Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, he says, Faraqi ben, contemplate ahwal maut, contemplate the situation at death. Like just contemplate it, think about it. Ya muti. لم تدري هل أنت مع أوطار فوق شفا حفر حالك هار. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, he says, لم تدري. You don't know if you are in peril right now, standing on the edge of a cliff that's about to fall. Okay, yo, when I was studying for today's class, I'm like, subhanallah, like, this is so true for me and you today. He says, Lam tadri. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, he says, Lam tadri. You don't know. Hal anta. If you, ma awtari, in your current state, are in peril on the edge. Fawqa shafa hufra halik harin. You're on the edge of a cliff that's about to fall. What does he mean by that? He's not talking physically about to fall off a cliff. He's like we just read at the beginning of class. You don't know what tomorrow is bringing. And so you don't know if that tomorrow is it. And so Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah is talking exactly about what we just talked about in the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said to Abdullah, Innaka la tadri ma ismuka ghadan. You don't even know your name tomorrow. Amma al-batalatu wa tadyi'u al-umr. He says, as for being like lazy and تَذْيِعُ الْعُمَرِ, like just wasting your life. بِغَيْرِ مَا يَعْنِي فَدَاءُهَا يَذُرُ. He says wasting time is a sickness that will destroy you. Wasting time is a sickness that will destroy you. As many of you guys know, before Corona, before the pandemic like started, I was doing this whole digital minimalism stuff, right? And wallahi, brothers and sisters, like, when you realize how much time you spend just scrolling, you're like, yo, man, how am I going to answer to Allah for the hours of time I spent just straight up scrolling? Like in randomness, just straight up scrolling. Not purposeful, looking for something. All right, I'm going to this person's page because I'm going to see this. I'm talking about just scrolling, man. Going through the memes. You know what I mean? Like, subhanAllah. Yo, memes are crazy lit right now. But anyways, it's a different topic. The point, no, all jokes aside, he's Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala. He's like wasting time in something not beneficial. Fada'uha yadhur. This is a sickness that is very, very dangerous. Fa'alam bi anna waqta shakhsin min a'az ashya'ihi fa'ashghilanhu bil a'az. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah. Subhanallah. One of the reasons we're studying this book, not only because he's such a great scholar, his Arabic is so amazing, and so many people don't realize the scholarship in West Africa. And so when you read the language, he says, "Wa'alam bi anna waqta shakhsin," know that the time that you have, waqta shakhs, min a'az, it is a'az, A'az means something that is like has high esteem. High esteem. And then he says, Ashya'ihi is the most like valuable thing you have. Fashghilanhu, so fill it, busy it, bil a'az, busy it with a'az, things that are aziz, things that are held in high esteem. All he's saying, and this reminds me of one time Umar bin Khattab, I don't remember where I read this author, but one time Umar bin Khattab, he saw a man sitting in the masjid, and the man was sitting in the masjid at like 11 a.m. And he's like, what are you doing in here? And he's like, I'm just remembering Allah, whatever. He's like, don't you have work to do? Don't you have something to do? And basically he was trying to highlight, and there's other narrations where you always want to be in something productive. Like that's the main key that I think is very important for us in the types of lives that we live in, is always engaged in something productive. I read something very, very interesting in a book here by Cal Newport, which is Digital Minimalism. He said one of the things that our nafs deceives us on is our need for rest. Our need for rest. I need everyone to hear me out on this, yo, because when I read this, I was like, subhanAllah. So many of us, we do something, we do a little bit, and we're like, man, I need to take a break. Woo, that was tough. Let me rest for 15 minutes. And then we rest for like 30, 40, 50, an hour. And then we don't even feel like doing anything after that. Right? Y'all feel me, right? Y'all with me? So one of the things that he says, which is beautiful. By the way, all the brothers and sisters who used to be with me live in the halakha, man. Yo, I miss y'all, man. Seriously. Like this is not the same, man. This is not the same. I'm truly missing everybody, man. Truly missing everyone. Anyways, let's get back to the point. قَدْرَ اللَّهِ مَا شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. Whatever Allah wills, that's what happens. Whatever He doesn't will, it doesn't happen. All right, so Cal Newport says, he's like, one of the deceptions that the nafs plays with you is that it tells you that it needs more rest, right? It needs more rest. Right. When he said actual reality, if you keep pushing the nafs, if you keep pushing the self, you'll find that the self actually feels better when it gets more done. Right. Like it feels better when it's getting more done. And so pushing the self, pushing the self is actually what gives the self more fulfillment than just relaxing and just taking time off and relaxing. Right. And so he talks about that, and that's something I've experienced myself. So I think what he's trying to say here is fill your time. Your time is precious. And now we see more of our time. We don't have the commute every day, some of us, right? There's so much that's limited, right? Unfortunately, it's tough, man. But use the time, something beneficial, whatever it may be, we have to be putting it into something beneficial. Tell you. You know, like a lot of people are commenting on Facebook and on Instagram that, you know, not being in person is not the same. But, you know, like sometimes Allah takes something away from us, everyone, so that we can value. We can value. You know what I'm saying? Like, can y'all imagine that first Jummah back? Can you imagine what it's going to feel like at that first Jummah back? SubhanAllah, like SubhanAllah. I mean, many, SubhanAllah. So when we have our gatherings and we're back studying whatever it is together, I mean, we'll value it, inshallah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. So Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, لَمْ تَدْرِي هَلْ أَنْتَ. He says, فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ وَقْتَ شَخْصٍ مِنْ عَعَزٍ. He says, know that your time is the most valuable thing you have, so fill it with valuable things. وَكَثْرَةِ الْفَرَحِ وَرَاحَاتِ دَاوِنْ دَاوِي بِذِكْرِ مَا أَمَامَ يَأْتِ. He says, and extreme, you know, exuberance and extreme happiness, and the extreme type of raha, just wanting to relax and relax and relax and relax. He says, Dawin, Dawi, cure it or treat it with remembrance of that which is coming ahead. And so when we think back and sit and be like, yo, today is all I got and I'm never going to get today back. That right there should be enough force to make you realize, to make you realize that, to bring down that desire for just relaxation and just extreme exuberance. He says, من مرض الموت وسقرات له وقبري والحشر وراقب حوله. He says, think about what's coming ahead from the sickness of death. Astaghfirullah, subhanAllah. وسقرات له, in the moments of passing away. والقبري والحشر, the grave and resurrection. وراقب حوله, and think about the situation, the scariness. حوله, think about the scariness of that reality. Allahu Akbar. Just a bit more, inshallah. وَذِكْرِ تَقْصِيرِكَ فِي أَمْرٍ صَلَحْ وَأَنَّهُ يَبْغُضُ جَلَّ ذَا فَرَحْ. And he says, and remember, beware of the shortcomings and the shortcomings of your good deeds. And never forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most High, dislikes the one who is constantly just elevating themselves. Okay, so that's it. This section is done, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to read it one more time, just the Arabic, and then we'll end class, inshallah ta'ala. وَوَلَدُ الْأَمَلِ تَرْكُ تَوْبَةِ وَقَسْوَةٌ وَكَسْلٌ وَهَوْبَةٌ وَهُوَ يُؤَدِّكَ لِتَرْكِ الْفَرْضِ وَلِتُوَهِّمٍ لِرُخْصٍ يُفْضِي وَأَلَمْ بِأَنَّ السَّيْرَ بِالْمَرْءِ سَرِيعٌ فراقبا أهوال موت يا مطيع لم تدري هل أنت مع أوطاري فوق شفا حفر هالك هاري أما البطالة وتضيع العمر بغير ما يعني فداؤها يضر فاعلم بأن وقت شخص من أعز أشيائه فأشغلنه بالأعز وكثرة الفرح والراحات راحاتي داوي بذكر ما أمام يأتي من مرض الموت وسكرة له والقبر والحشر وراقبا هوله وذكر تقصيرك في أمر صالح وأنه يبغض جل ذا الفرح. جزاك الله خير
everyone for joining me for today's class on مسالك الجنان of Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, rahimahullah ta'ala. If you guys don't mind, I want to end today's class with the hadith that I started it with. I just really feel that hadith is extremely pertinent to the scenario that we're in. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to Abdullah bin Umar, when you wake up in the morning, don't talk to yourself about the evening. And when you reach the evening, don't talk to yourself about the morning. Rather, take from your life for death, and take from your health for sickness. فَإِنَّكَ يَا عَبْدَاللَّهِ, because indeed, O Abdullah, you don't know what your name will be tomorrow. And by name, the Prophet ﷺ is letting us know that we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow brings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone, keep you all healthy, and bring us back together, inshallah ta'ala, in person. Inshallah ta'ala, forgive all of our sins. Tayyib, there's a few questions I'm going to answer that were on the live stream on Facebook. Picked up the book on your recommendation. Gained so much just deleting social media. MashaAllah. Someone said that yes, there was a sister in ICU. Make dua for her, inshallah ta'ala. On Instagram, Jazakallah khair, everyone, for joining.
Hi, everyone. It was a pleasure being with you. I don't see any questions. Someone asked, what book are we studying? The topic is Tulul Amal, or longer stretched out hopes. So that's what we were discussing today. All right, everyone. Jazakumullah khair. It was a pleasure being with you guys. There's a lot of stuff going on. I share different things on Instagram and Facebook. Check that out so you can get benefit, inshallah. May Allah bless all of your time. Protect your families. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah. See all of you guys. I'll be doing a live stream at 8:30 a.m. on Instagram and Facebook. You can join me. That's a daily thing. 8:30 a.m. on Instagram and Facebook live for the morning supplications, inshallah. All right? Jazakallah khair, inshallah ta'ala. Khalid asked, are there any power pro tips for making dua in this time? Yo, just humbleness, man. Realizing the situation that we're in. Just make a lot of dua, man. Seriously. Allah accept. All right. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.